countdown starts here. We are just days away from the Reds getting back to business at Stamford Bridge this Sunday afternoon. It is the Anfield Wrap. It is Ian Ryan with the pre-match warm-up with Ian Salmon, Fuad Hassan, Kev Walsh, all in the studio in the heart of Liverpool as we get stuck into all things Chelsea. We will, of course, get the opposition view a little bit later on. But Kev, as we look forward to a new season, I am one who always goes into a new campaign full of kind of enthusiasm, looking forward to it massively. That said, as I sit here right now, I can't help but think I'd probably have a little bit more of a spring in my step if we'd just done maybe a little bit more business, to the point where you felt like you were taking on this new season with a team and a squad that was full to the brim of quality and maybe not lacking in one or two places.
Yeah, I think everyone feels the same, don't they? There's a bit of a competition online, so you either we're going to get relegated or the owners know what they're doing, and they're the two polarised things. And
it might where be, are you, mate?
I have a guess. I'm in the grey area in the middle, but I'm nowhere near thinking that our owners know what they're doing, because they're an absolute farce. Like, this window, we've gone from Jude Bellingham to... We won't pay an extra £3 million for Romeo Lavia. Now, whether Lavia is great or whether he's garbage, it doesn't matter. If you value him at £46 million, he's worth 50. That's just. I'm not having all this shit about the extra £4 million this and the extra £4 million that. We're a £4 billion company. You don't quibble over stuff like that. The £4 million we lose in probably positions in the Premier League, do you know what I mean, for not getting him in time, could be an issue. Now, I'm not particularly bothered by Lavia. I've never seen that much of him. I don't think there's not that much historical data on him, is there? Because he's only played 20-odd games. I just think we've set ourselves up and we've set Jürgen Klopp up to fail yet again. And I think it was Craig said the other day, there's a ticking clock that all of us can ignore as much as we want, but Klopp's not going to be here forever. And we're in the middle of a rebuild. And let's be honest, it's a pathetic rebuild at the moment. This summer has been... put out there as some sort of mega summer where we were going to absolutely overhaul a squad. And to be fair, we got rid of a lot of the dead wood, but we haven't done enough.